Blind Cool Tech, February 17, 2006.
You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast about ordinary, everyday blind people. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky. Now, here's the host of Blind Cool Tech, Larry Skuchkon.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm Larry Skuchkon. I'm here with my good buddy, Joe Adams.
Howdy.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on, Larry?
Well, we're about to have some fun, apparently.
What are we gonna do?
Well, you know that new laptop that your mom got you for Valentine's Day? That nice Dell machine?
What a sweetheart.
Oh, man, that is a beauty of a little laptop.
You got it.
But there's one problem.
What's that, Larry?
Well, what's that error message you're getting on the screen there when you turn it on? What does that say?
It says internal HDD hard error with an exclamation point at the end.
Well, you want to call Dell Tech Support and see what they can do for us?
Well, that's probably a good idea. Let's call them up.
All right, let's do it. I'm going to put this on speakerphone.
Your call may be recorded.
So may yours.
If you're in poor performance or suspect that you have a virus or spyware, press 1. For support with your Windows XP series operating system, press 2. For how-to, installation questions, and troubleshooting on a variety of products, press 3. If you are unsure of what type of assistance you need, press 4. To repeat these options, press 7.
I'm sure of what I need, but it wasn't any of those. So we'll hit 4, I suppose. Turn the speaker down.
You will hear 2 tones followed by a brief delay while we transfer your call.
Go for it.
A brief delay.
There's our 2 tone. Oh, the brief delay is afterwards.
Oh, no.
That's India. Not Pakistan.
No. What are we going to?
Well, that's our brief delay, I guess.
Oh, man.
Hmm. One time I called HP support, Joe.
Huh? Thank you for calling the Dell support line. Next agent becomes available. To help us serve you quickly, please have your contract number, customer number, or Dell system service tag ready.
You got your customer number. I swear, man, I was on hold for 2 to 3 hours. I put this phone on the dresser on speakerphone. I went ahead and went to sleep, man. And the guy woke me up. You know what he said.
Hello?
For waiting. Did you know that the Dell On-Call support line is available 24 hours a day and 7 days a week? A specialized technician will be with you momentarily.
All right.
Excellent.
I can hardly wait.
That is so disappointing to get such a cool laptop like that. And I wish to tell the listeners that, you know, 1 out of 10 times it might actually come up and work fine.
It's just a problem that, you know, kind of plagues the computer. Definitely, like Larry says, it'll work certain times, and other times it just doesn't want to do anything.
Boy, when it does work, though, it's nice. It was a breeze to set the thing up, get connected to the wireless network here.
It seemed like it was just like an hour.
At the most, yeah,
just
we were
away.
Yeah, that was nice.
Definitely. So that's a nice piece of equipment. It's cantankerous.
Hey, did you They sure are. Did you go through the manual and look at all the switches and ports and everything on the sides of that? Because we went through that new one we bought Liz last night, and it had a switch to turn on and off the wireless radio to save batteries, you know? If you weren't going to use it, you could just slide it off without going into any software or anything. Just on the side of it, just flick it over.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And that PDA is the same way.
Huh, I'll have to check that out. I haven't gone through that yet.
Yeah, in fact, I'd be interested to have you give me the grand tour on that thing. It is.
Dell has a new support tool available, which is
able
for our technicians.
I'll grab that manual.
With your permission, to
Hey, why don't we do that while we're waiting?
Hey, you know, we got time to kill.
And you know what? On Blind Cool Tech, I'll bet there's somebody else out there with a laptop like this. We'll give the model number and everything, and somebody might benefit from going through it with us.
All right, yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, my friend Pat I work with has this exact same model, and he said that when he got his, he had this same problem and actually had to change out his entire hard drive.
Well, you know, we've got one at work that we bought a year or two ago that the hard drive went out on, too, after it had been about 6 months, but this is not looking good for Dell, is it?
No, and his is the same scenario, where it, as soon as it came, it did not work, and he said that he actually, well, he recommends sending it back, but he went and went through the trouble of changing his out, and it took him every bit of 5 days and countless time, you know, talking to these people on the support line here. So, yeah, I think mailing it back is probably going to be the way to fly.
You know what? I also swore off HP with that Media Center computer I've got upstairs. That was my third HP in less than 5 years. But I'm not going to buy any more of them because the hard drive went out on it not a month after I had it. And then I tried to install Media Center 2005 on it, and it would not recognize the hardware inside that HP machine. And HP had an upgrade for it, but if you missed the date, they wouldn't send it to you. And it was all just so crazy. I just hate that kind of goofy stuff.
Yeah.
It almost makes you want to build one from, you know, just good high quality parts from the ground up.
Yeah.
I've never done that with a PC, but I wouldn't mind doing it. This Sony, I'm pretty happy with so far. The story will be told when I upgrade to Vista on this machine, and it should work fine though.
Yeah.
Were you going to grab that manual?
I will run over there.
I might walk out there with you and just have a smoke out in the garage. We should tell our Blind Cool Tech listeners, I am unfortunately a smoker. Joe's a reformed smoker and a pain in the butt, too. But oh, here's somebody. Nope. But when it's yeah, just getting hold of somebody might take a week. we come out in the garage to smoke when it's cold outside because nobody likes to smell of smoke in their house, even smokers.
Yeah, the garage is nice hanging out.
It is. It's the washer and dryer down here, and Joe had the brilliant idea of unhooking the vent from going out the window during the winter, and it makes it nice in here when you're doing laundry. So,
definitely try to keep the warm air in the house.
Actually, when I bought this house, I was telling Joe the dryer was just venting out into the garage this place was built in 45 and I bought it in 2001. I guess it had been that way the whole time. And I installed that vent to go outside because it got miserable in here in the summer.
Hey, we'll hook it back up when it gets on. Yeah,
oh yeah. Yeah. Well,
man, I'm sitting here looking through a product information guide, and that's not what I'm looking for.
You probably want the, isn't there a Model XX owner's manual? Or? Oh man, I'd hate to have to call Dell for performance problems if outright failure's taking this long.
We got a, kind of like a, big poster like thing, and it does have a picture and a listing of all the
okay. Excellent. Does it have the model number on it?
Yeah, it's a
Joe, I got bad news for you.
What's up?
All their representatives are busy with other callers.
Oh, man. What we're talking about here is the Inspiron 6000, but I'm looking for the... This is kind of depressing. There's really not any literature in here on this.
Oh, is there not?
Not much.
What about that poster? Didn't you say it pointed out the ports?
It's got all the ports, but it doesn't like have the model printed on there. I mean, it just says the Inspiron.
Oh, Inspiron 6000. That's good enough.
Okay. Well, let's see. We've got a network connector, a modem connector.
And that's on the back right?
Yes, these are on the back. On the back right, if you were looking at the monitor of the screen.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we've got USB connectors, and it says two in quotes, so...
Okay.
Then we've got S-Video TV Out connector.
Oh, that's that round one.
Uh-huh. We've got a video connector, AC adapter connector, security cable slot.
Oh, you know what that is?
What's that?
That's, like, you've seen those little cords where you can lock it down to your desk so nobody will walk out.
Okay,
with it.
Yeah, I see that. Uh-huh. Oh, neat. Power button, touchpad, and it's, I mean, we're talking media control buttons, hard drive bay.
Oh, that's right. This is one of those, you know, is... Wait a minute, did we decide the other day? Yeah, you don't have to turn this on to actually play a DVD, right?
I don't believe you have to. I haven't actually tested
We need
that.
To test that, yeah. Okay, because yeah, there's some of them that do that.
Yeah, I would definitely go along with that, with the series of, look, you know, of controls that are on the very front of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's dedicated, what, back, yeah. Forward, play?
Yeah, I mean,
and
play, stop, pause, yeah. all the DVD controls, yeah.
Okay. And where's your microphone and earphone jacks? Are they in front, too?
Let's see. It's got audio connectors.
Oh, I guess we could go ahead and continue our tour around that poster
there.
Yeah. Sorry, we'll get to them. Yeah, I get overly excited.
Calm down, Larry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
touchpad buttons, media control buttons, hard drive bay. PC card slot?
Yeah, that's that one that you push it in and it ejects out.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. We got audio connectors.
And those are where, on the front?
It's 16. Let's see, where's 16 at? No, we're on the right side, like, actually, I mean, on the very side of the computer, I'm just on the, can't really describe it so well. I guess we're talking about
on the right side.
Yeah, on the.
We should have been looking at the computer, I guess, while we're doing this. Let's do that.
Yeah. Just grab it. You can hang out here.
We can go in there.
Well, if you want to have smoke, that's no problem.
Yeah, I'm through with it. Gee whiz, you know what, Joe?
What's up?
This may be our first 24-hour podcast. I think
Larry's in the shower.
Exactly. All right, let's go take a look at this hardware while we're describing that. We'll just set the phone down here on the desk. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep. That's it right there. Let me flip this light on. I'm a bulb head.
Yeah, we joke about Joe being a bulb head.
Looks like this is it right here. Now, this one right here is the mic, and that one's the headphone.
So the headphone's toward the front. This is about two-thirds of the way back on the right side. Behind that... that's the two USB ports toward the back from the audio
jacks.
Actually,
let's see, 18, yeah, two USB, you're right.
Yeah, okay. Did you doubt me? What is that little bitty behind the two
number
USB 17? Ports?
Let me just tell you.
What is number 17?
It's a security digital I.O. slot, Larry.
Security digital I.O.?
Yeah.
I'm Not sure I know what that is. It's too tiny to be a card. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bitty. Is that square?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like a little.
Security digital.
It looks like, you know, the same little card. Maybe for a. It does say, like, maybe SD on the side.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about that little bitty thing?
No.
Where are you talking?
I thought you were talking about that.
Oh, there is an SD. That's nice. What is that little thing, though, all the way to the back? That little bitty one.
The little itty bitty one, number 19, is the IEEE1394 connector.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, okay. Okay, so from on the right side, from the back, is that IE1394, two USBs right above each other, then the SD, and then a little above the SD, is that's right where the audio jacks are.
Yeah.
Yeah, right above it. Okay. Yeah. And then toward the front here, what's the next thing up toward the front?
Let's see, that's 15 on here. Is the PC card slot.
Okay. Alright, that makes sense. Yeah, that's it right there. You push that in and it ejects that out. And if you had, there's all kinds of cool things you can put in there, like GPS receivers. And then you push it, you gotta really stick your finger all the way back in there to get it to stay back in.
It's a trick.
And that's everything on the right side.
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, there's some stuff on the front. That's those media buttons you were talking about.
Yeah. Let's see, 13.
13 is probably the one on the right. Wait, what was 14? You said 15
the hard,
was the...
That's the hard bay drive is 14.
Where's that at? Oh, is that... No?
Let's see, it must be down here. Yeah, that's it, underneath the...
Oh, it sure is. There's a little panel you can pop out.
Underneath the PC card slot.
Oh, nice. Does it give us any more details about it?
That's number 14, right?
Yeah.
Hard bay drive? No.
Okay. All right, so if we keep going around the corner, and we're in the front side going from right to left, number 13 is...
13, we got media control buttons.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4,
and 12 is,
5, 6,
play,
7,
pause, Dell media direction button. So yeah.
Went 12. So that's third. Oh, here we go.
No.
Thank you for calling Dell. All right.
Right.
My name is Rob. May I have your first name, order number, or service name, please?
Well, we'll say Joe is the first name. The order number is...
810.
Did you hear that? 810.
77.
77.
1685.
1685.
Sure.
All right. Talking to people.
Yeah. What was the actual day we received this? 12th?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because you got it a little before Valentine's, yeah.
But it might have actually came because my mom had it before.
Yeah, that's true.
It might have actually.
I'll need the address and phone number and account for verification.
That would be,
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
The address is 848... Bass Lane, and that's Shelbyville, Kentucky, 40065. And what else did you need?
Phone number?
It's 502-633-2577.
Would there be another phone number on the account?
There probably is, but I'm not sure it's...
Well, you got the order number and the address. Isn't that good enough?
And the name
yeah.
is Elizabeth Fremd.
I'm not sure if this is what it'd be the billing info to
Oh, yeah. It's probably her husband.
Oh, that would be, I guess, George Friend.
There we go.
I don't know his phone number. Can I give you the customer number? No?
Well, I already have that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what his phone number is. I mean, can I call you back with it?
Or wait a minute, just hold on.
Just give me a second.
Yeah, he's going to call on his cell phone and get the number. Because you're a hard guy to get hold of.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, we got hard drive failure on this nice little laptop right off the bat.
Ouch.
Yeah, I hate that.
What's George's phone number?
Here we go. Here's the number.
It's 502.
502.
647.
647.
What is that?
All right. Thank you.
All right. That was it. Thank you, Liz. We're through now.
All right. So we're getting a hard drive failure error.
Yeah. The actual error message is, Joe, you want to read that off the screen there?
It says internal HDD hard error.
Okay, that'd be great.
That's what you want to hear, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you mind if we record this? Wow, double recording.
Basically, if you do record the call, I can't really authorize that.
We don't need authorization, and just.
Oh, I just.
I mean, I figured since you were recording, we could record too. Yeah, I got you. We're good.
Okay.
So if you give us some stellar technical support and it ends up on the NBC Nightly News and you get promoted to President of Dell, you don't want to give me credit, then I see what you're saying, right? Okay. Got you, buddy. That's true. We're not going to get your name, though. Not when this error comes up, no.
It comes up with the startup screen and goes to this screen.
Yeah, the startup screen with the Dell logo and all that, and then goes straight to this. It's on.
Okay, shut it down.
All right.
And when you turn it on, tap the F2 key for me.
Okay. Right when we turn it on? Or when the message comes?
As soon as you see the Dell screen.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
We're going. Preparing the inner setup. Alright, we're there. Yep.
All right. If we go down to maintenance.
Okay.
I get my screen there. Down to maintenance.
Okay.
My keyboard is sensor.
All right.
Go down to load default.
The maintenance. Okay.
Should be right under the maintenance now.
Okay, I got load default that says cancel or continue.
Alright. Press the arrow key to the right to
continue.
Actually press enter. On the load defaults.
Yeah, we did that, and it says cancel or continue.
I must have or something.
Okay, and press the arrow right until it's highlighted on continue.
Yeah.
On there.
Okay, actually, here we go.
On the continue now?
I'm trying to get it here. It says maintenance enter. Yeah.
Don't get ahead of him now, Joe.
I'm trying to get it. It says the maintenance contains option settings. Press enter to hide the fields in this group.
We're not in the right place.
I don't think so either, yeah.
Okay. Press the arrow down once.
Okay. Post behavior. It's just moving the list down. I don't think I can actually get it to go into the... Yeah.
Okay. Press enter.
Okay. And it
now,
just
arrow down to load default.
Okay, I got you. I'm sorry. We're on a page now. Okay, I'm on load default.
Press enter once.
Okay.
And arrow right to continue.
Okay. Enter.
Got that right?
Yep.
Okay. Press enter again.
It says load defaults cancel. I mean, should I continue or cancel it?
Continue.
Okay. Oh, shoot. It won't let me go over to there.
Okay. What's highlighted right now?
Okay, I've got...
Default highlighted?
Yeah, it says load defaults is highlighted, yeah.
Okay. When you press enter, it should switch over to the right-hand side.
Okay.
And the cancel and continue are?
Yeah, they're highlighted now. I can highlight them.
Highlight to continue.
Okay. And enter.
Yep. Hit enter.
It just goes back to load defaults.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Okay.
Now we want to press escape once.
Okay. And it says remain in setup or exit.
Change it to save and exit. Or save exit.
Okay. Save exit.
What's your choices?
I've just got remain in setup or exit. I don't see
it. It doesn't. Looks like it doesn't have a save.
Okay, let's just go to exit then.
Okay.
And that should reboot your system.
Yep. Okay, it's just booting.
Come on, give us the blow-by-blow there, Joe.
All right, black screen, and... Oh, looks like it's going to work. Yep, there she is. Welcome.
Beautiful.
Let's let her run, and we'll try to reboot again after it loads, just to make sure we got it for you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. You know what? I must hand it to you. I was all Mr. Negatism here. I was thinking we were going to have to send this thing back and all that, but...
I believe you have saved the afternoon.
What was going on here?
For some reason, the CPU seamless was changed.
I know it, but why? I never seen that before.
I don't know how it got changed or why, but
Somebody must have been. Pardon?
Do you have an email address? I can email my notes to you.
Do you, Joe?
No.
You can email them to me.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
Blind Cool Tech, BLIND COOL TECH @gmail.com.
Yeah, it's already booted up and fine. Just shut it off and reboot.
Yeah, do a start, turn off, and reboot.
Okay.
Is it rebooting?
We're going there.
All right.
Here we are.
Now, are you in Austin? I thought you sounded Canadian.
Yes, sir.
I thought I had Gordon Lightfoot on the phone there for a minute.
All right, we're still shutting down.
Okay.
Wasn't so painful after all.
It was not. We've been putting this off for 3 days, thinking we were going to go through all kinds of hassles. And
all right, got the black screen, and we're coming back up.
It's just finishing my documentation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we do have a 1-800 number straight to our voicemail here. If you wish to have that, you can contact us that way if you need to get a hold of us again.
Lay it on me.
All right. 1-800-624-9896.
Thanks.
And you're going to choose option one.
Which is what? Okay.
And basically, you're going to give them this case number, 125-468-214. If you run into the same problem, they'll see my notes of what I did. And they'll be able to fix you up again.
We are back up and going. Everything looks great.
Thank you very much. We are very pleasantly surprised and appreciative. What's that?
Are you satisfied with what I've done for you today?
Absolutely. Are you, Joe?
Groovy. Oh, excellent. Yes.
Are you? Wait a minute. Are you groovy, though?
Oh, that's we're the question. Very groovy. We're solid.
We're there. We're in the zone. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. You guys enjoy your night. Thank you for choosing Dell.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's it for this edition of Blind Cool Tech, February 17th, 2006. Joe, I was so pleasantly surprised. I cannot believe it.
I tell you what, man, sitting here with this is just amazing.
It's my motto. Have you ever heard what I always say?
What's that, Larry?
You spend 90% of your time dreading. You spend more time dreading something than it actually takes to do it. And that was the case once again here, yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah, we worried about this more
yeah,
than
we did. We've been fretting and wringing our hands.
Oh, man, that's funny.
All right, cool.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech.
Plus, we got
visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com.
Yeah,
our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.